Hey, baby, what's good? It's Michelle Lerner. It's October 26, 2015 at 1 p.m., and you're trending in the Valley, where we keep you updated on the latest trends. Not only are there schools, but clubs can trend more than just locally. They can trend nationally and even worldwide. One of those clubs are categorized as honor societies. Here to talk about one of them, the PTK Honor Society, Jason DeFreitas, who's the Honor Society's current president at Pierce College. So, first off, tell me about yourself. What year are you in right now in school?
Well, trying to get classes. I'm in my soon to be junior year.
Oh, nice.
Well, it's a lot of prereqs for the school I want to transfer to.
Which is where?
I want to go to Berkeley.
Ooh.
Yeah, a lot of prereqs.
Okay, prestigious.
Yeah, really going for that.
Shoot for the stars.
Definitely. No, I'm a computer science major. A lot of the times when people have a problem with their computer, they call me and I'm like, fine, I'll fix it.
Fine.
Yeah.
So what are your future career goals, in fact, with your major and stuff?
Career goals is I would like to test security software and see if I can hack into the computer.
Oh, so yeah. Where would you possibly work in that field? Where would you?
Dream job would probably be my own, or if not, Microsoft or Apple.
Microsoft or Apple.
Oh, yeah.
Two different spectrums, right?
Yeah.
So Microsoft and then the opposing side.
Well, Apple. It's always good to know both. Be well-rounded.
Hey, there you go. So how did you become interested in these kind of, clubs or honor societies? How did you get your start in them?
Club Rush was definitely a major factor. I was walking past and someone was advertising, transcript recognition, we help with scholarships, we write letters of recommendation to future employers and possible transfer schools. I was like, I need to be a part of that.
Oh, well, I mean, that's kind of how I saw you guys, mm-hmm. too, so I was interested in that, too. Have you always been a part of them when you were younger, too? Because I know that there's a Junior Honor Society, there's National Honor Society, you can join at any age, really.
Well, PTK is an international honor society. The closest I know to a junior is that we're starting to take high school students as well.
Oh, okay.
So if they're fresh out of high school, right. We look at their transcripts, see if they qualify.
Yeah, and how did you get your start in this honor society?
I started as a regular member. There was a voting process. I was voted secretary. And then
you moved on up.
I was moved up to VP, and now I was voted president.
How exciting is that? Now that you're president,
it's the fast track.
It's a lot of work, I bet.
Oh, definitely.
And so, what does PTK actually stand for? Since we've been saying PTK, and some people probably don't know what it stands for.
PTK is short for Phi Theta Kappa. It stands. It means wisdom, aspiration, and purity.
So it's not a frat house.
It is not a frat house. We have both male and female members.
Oh, cool.
Of all ages, races, everything.
And if you can tell our listeners what the history of this PTK Honor Society is, kind of.
PTK was founded, I think, in Massachusetts.
Right.
It started out really small. It was for people who had high GPAs, therefore they'd be easier to find when it came to scholarships. We now have personal, more private scholarships for just PTK members.
Really? Okay. So what made you want to pursue kind of going on up and moving up in rank in this honor society and not just being kind of a member, more or less? You could stay a member for a while, right?
Right, right. PTK, we require absolutely no membership participation. We want you to focus on your GPA, which is why we have a higher GPA requirement. What got me to really be involved in PTK was the fellowship, the members. You get to know sort of like a family.
Right. And so was it easy or did it kind of take a while and you had to work for it, right?
A lot of the active members were coming and going, a lot transferred, a lot graduated, life came up as it always does. So it's easy some days, hard the others, but we basically try to keep things flowing.
Right, for the entire club.
Yes.
And what did you have to kind of go through in order to get to where you are now? What were some of the things you had to do in order to kind of get there? Did you have to advertise yourself or did you have to nominate yourself?
Well, you submit document for candidacy.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what really got me as president was I was always at every PTK meeting I could get to. I was always sporting our PTK shirts that you'll see us wearing on Mondays and Thursdays. I was always just talking about how great PTK is, the awesome benefits that come along with it, and just like being around people who are involved not only academically but in extracurriculars.
And so as a president, you probably have responsibilities or duties you have to kind of fulfill.
A lot of them.
And if you don't mind, what are those?
Planning for fundraisers. We're trying to fundraise for graduation stoles.
Oh.
We're also trying to go to Nerd Nation, which is hosted by Phi Theta Kappa.
Mm-hmm.
It's where a lot of the chapters come together, exchange ideas, get to know one another, make connections. We're also trying to raise money for, my mind just went blank. We're trying to raise money for the Stoles, Nerd Nation, also other graduation regalias, and most of all, scholarships.
Right. And where is Nerd Nation held?
This year, Nerd Nation is being held in Washington.
Oh, in Washington.
Oh,
so
yeah.
What's the whole thing with the flight, and do they have to pay for it, or is that ASO's kind of...
Well, we can, with ASO, we can submit a finance request.
Right.
But... like, as you can imagine, flying a few people up to Washington plus the hotel rooms, that can
might
be a little pricey.
A little pricey. Did you go, you went through other positions, right, in order to get through president? Or can, is it possible to just become president right away?
When we have executive office elections, anybody can run for any position. A lot of people run for president, and whoever gets the most votes becomes president, second most, vice president, and so on.
Yeah. And there's probably a whole purpose to this honor society. So what is like the main goal of this honor society? What is this honor society about? Like, what can you possibly say about like what honor societies are? What do they aim towards, kind of?
Well, PTK is an internationally recognized academic honor society. So you can take your transcripts and they'll still be recognized with the proper memorandum outside of California, outside of the United States. And we're going for worldwide. We pretty much have it, but there's still a few countries we're still talking to. We want people to focus on their studies as well as offer opportunities for extracurriculars. We require a 3.5 GPA.
Wow.
And once you have that, we ask you to maintain at least a 3.25.
Oh, so what does that kind of do, that you require 3.5 at first, but it you can kind of lower it and keep
Once you're a member, you're always a member.
Okay.
Even if you fall below a 3.25, even if you
fall
way below that, we never kick you out. Kind of like the mafia. Once you're in, you're in.
I mean, that'd be heartbreaking if you kind of kick me out.
No, we don't kick people out. Right. If anything, if your GPA falls below that, we actually help you get it back up.
And how do you guys do that?
Well, with an academic honor society, say you're having trouble in your math or science class or something, with all of the people that join PTK and that have such high GPAs, I'm sure we can find someone that'll tutor you for free.
Yeah, and in Pierce, they have a kind of tutoring program, don't they?
Yes, we have a tutoring center.
Right.
And but with the PTK club, you know, you don't have to schedule. Sometimes you can just meet with another PTK member and be like,
really?
Hey, I'm having trouble. Sure, I'll help.
And you guys can just help each other.
Exactly.
That's kind of like, cool that you guys are kind of a little family.
Yeah.
It's awesome. So, you know, the club is very, you know, successful, but there are probably some struggles that have that the club has gone through in the past and in the present, and what have been some of those struggles for you guys?
I'd say probably the worst struggle is, since we require no participation, the biggest struggle is like finding active members.
Right.
Because a lot of people meet the GPA requirements, they maintain their high GPA, but since we require no participation, we never see them again.
Yeah, and I know there's, is there a membership fee?
There is a one-time membership fee of $65.
So you pay that once and you never have to do...
Nope, we do not charge per semester.
Cool.
We do not charge weekly. Nope.
And you guys also have your club shirts, right?
Yes, those we bought individually from our own pocket.
And are there improvements that you wish you can make now or that you wish you have made before or something you could do for the future, maybe?
What I'd like to do is, we, our past president, Martha Johnson, she brought PTK back from the grave. She did such an amazing job. What I would like to do is keep that going, as well as let people know the certain responsibilities they have should they go for a position on the board, some of the ideas for fundraising, just so there's always like a fallback plan.
Right. And so where do you see, you know, PTK going in the future? I mean, it's been successful. How long has it been around for?
PTK...
A long time.
Oh, a long time. I can't give you a specific date. Like, probably, like, the mid to late 1900s.
At Pierce?
Oh, no, not at Pierce. No, like, the society has been around since the 1900s. The earliest I can think of was maybe, like, 10 years ago.
Right.
That's when PTK was around.
That's cool. And so there's different positions, and they have, like, different, you know, jobs or duties, responsibilities. Mm-hmm. Can you name like a few of them? So maybe if people want to join, they want to get a little bit more active, they can go for any position they'd like.
Well, first, let me tell you, position doesn't really mean much.
Right.
We're all sitting at the same table, same chair height level. Like, we're all discussing ideas back and forth, brainstorming. Basically, we just like to, all of us like to just get our hands dirty.
Oh, cool.
And we all help each other. But some of the main responsibilities of the president is we have to come up with ideas for fundraising, we have to come up with ideas for projects, and we have to implement them, see that they're running smoothly, and that we're getting to our desired goal. The vice president helps anybody. So the vice president is very versatile.
Right.
Next, we have the club council presidents. They go to the ASO club council meetings, let people know about PTK and what our plans are. And then we have our secretary, which manages all of our paperwork, gets in contact with people about membership, and also takes down the agenda and meeting items at each meeting.
Right. That seems like what like a club would normally do. Mm-hmm. So are there any events being like soon coming up? Or
we do have one really soon. There's the blood drive that we're helping, the American Red Cross, we're helping them with the blood mobile.
Oh.
In front of the library, in front of Rocky Young Park on the mall.
It's the little at Pierce College, right?
Yeah, it's the little forest area between the library and the Center for Sciences. We have another one where we're bowling with the veterans. We're very close with the Veterans Club.
Wow.
We're doing a fundraiser at Chili's, we're doing a fundraiser at Pizza Rev. We're also doing a fellowship with the other Academic Honor Society, AGS. We're going to be going to Glow Zone.
Alpha Gamma Sigma Honor Society, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool. And what would you say are the benefits of joining an honor society? This one specifically and any other?
Well, the main benefits of joining Phi Theta Kappa is you get transcript recognition, which if you're trying to go to one of the big name UCs, like Berkeley, for example, right?
And
say UC Davis, Stanford, like all of those other ones.
Yeah.
Having that transcript recognition looks really good. Not to mention, PTK offers over $90 million in scholarships every year.
$90 million
just to PTK members only.
Huh. Wonder where that money comes from.
A lot of past PTK members,
right,
who have, you know, obviously made it big, and they want to help kids who were in their position.
That's nice of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so, so if colleges were to look at any person's transcript without Phi Theta Kappa, they'd kind of look at it normally, right?
Well, without any kind of transcript recognition, they'll be like, okay, the person got good grades. Okay. That's awesome. But versus a person who got good grades and was a member. Because colleges are really looking for those extracurriculars.
Right. And so where would, you know, in the future, you'd probably say this would help you a lot, right?
Oh, definitely.
Phi Theta Kappa. You'd learn a lot.
Because when I went to go buy a car, the car dealer was also a PTK member.
Really?
I actually got a lower deal on my car. Geico is a major partner of Phi Theta Kappa.
Good to know.
And we also, Geico offers lower insurance rates
for people that,
for PTK members.
That's actually incredible. I've never heard of that before, so maybe I'll
got plenty of scholarships from Geico, plenty of scholarships from like Coca-Cola and lots of other big name places.
Yeah, you also have a bunch of sponsorships with a lot of people, don't you? Like, what are some like you know, big organizations that you guys have sponsorships with?
Sometimes we have movie theater people, like different movie theater companies will also offer scholarships. A lot of libraries and bookstores also offer, you know, slightly smaller scholarships, but they also offer scholarships. A lot of big name brand people.
Right. And so when and where are your meetings held for?
We usually have meetings Mondays and Thursdays, but seeing as so many people are busy this semester, we decided to temporarily suspend Thursdays. So what we do is we have our Monday meetings, Monday Mania and Theta Thursdays. We have our Monday meetings at 1:30 in the ASO office next to the ASO's officer's office.
Huh. Okay, so ASO's office.
Officer's office.
That's a mouthful.
Yeah.
Okay, and where can students or anyone else access information about PTK?
You can go to our website, which is piercepk.webs.com. There you can click on missions and eligibility. We have the link to our application. You can print it out and submit it to our society's advisor, Kathy Oborn. You can put it in her mailbox, in the mailbox room on campus.
Yeah.
And then she'll verify your transcripts, and then National will get in contact with you.
All right. Any social medias you want to give out so they can follow you or PTK so they can be updated?
You can go to the website ptk.org. You can also follow us on Facebook, our Facebook group, which is the Alpha Pi Delta chapter, permanent member group.
Oh, cool.
And we always have like information and upcoming events posted there.
All right. Well, I guess that's it. But thank you for coming on to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It was awesome bringing awareness to Honor Societies because, you know, not a lot of people know about them, surprisingly, but they're very big and they can help a lot of people.
A lot of benefits.
All right. So this has been your girl, Michelle Lerner, with Trenton Valley on KPCRadio.com.